Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father, our Lord, and our living Savior, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, I've been asking God, what kind of message should I leave with you this last Sunday that I have with you all at Hope? Last sermons have a certain gravity, more than others. And then it became clear to me that even as we go through this time to say goodbye, God indeed does have a message to share with you. In fact, it's an invitation to a place called heaven. Our lesson that you found in your bulletin on page 6 focuses in on a message from the Apostle John as he writes this strange and wonderful book called Revelation. Chapter 7 paints a picture of this invitation. And if you want to follow along in your bulletin, you're welcome to. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. From every nation, from all the tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around all the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and where are they from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne in the shelter will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear away from their eyes." You and I have an invitation to heaven. And Jesus has made this possible. Most of you know that I never really wanted to be a minister. I wasn't interested in the finer points of God. As a matter of fact, any notion of God or heaven seemed like bunk to me. As a high school senior, I thought I had a very good read on life. As good as any adult, and likely a better understanding than most adults. Church for me was a place to meet girls, but nothing more. Church is like a club, a social place. It's been said that hard times bring understanding. And as smart and as self-sufficient as I thought I was having a number of difficulties at that time. And somehow I figured that being a rebel was the best way to work through life. I hung out with the wrong kinds of friends. I made bad choices that took me into paths of darkness. Those choices made my parents give me an ultimatum one day. "Richard, either go to reform school or go have a talk with the pastor." Well, I went to see the pastor. And it's fair to say that I went there with a chip on my shoulder. I expected him to throw the Bible at me. And he did open the Bible, but he told me that God loved me. And he also said that I ought to live in obedience to my parents, even if I didn't happen to agree with them. I left the meeting that day. I did my duty. I figured I was off the hook, at least for the time being. Well, 2 weeks passed, and something came over me as I was walking back from school. It was more than something, really. It was God giving me an invitation. Because God made himself known to me in a way that I had never known before. And it may sound strange to you, but this shift from having no faith to faith was so impressive that I soon came to understand that faith has to do with knowing God. And God made it clear to me that he is indeed real and that he's in the business of inviting people in this world and to a place called heaven in the next world. You see, you need to remember that God's people are not shiny, wonderful examples of humanity. God's people are sinners who are saved by grace. God's people come before him as beggars, dressed in rags. But his love extends an invitation to all who will believe. And according to what we hear in Revelation chapter 7, God is already inviting a lot of people to eternal life in heaven. Listen how John speaks about those who are in heaven. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in the white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to them, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." That is our invitation. That is your invitation. Did you catch that there are multitudes in heaven? That's good news, isn't it? There's a multitude in heaven, and there are people there from every nation and every tribe. Going to heaven isn't like going to an exclusive club. You pay for your membership, and then you're in. None of us can bargain or buy our way into God's family. It is an invitation. It's free. But watch out. Satan is at work trying to do everything he can to lie and distort the truth of God. Satan says there are many ways to heaven. And Satan also says, "Well, you're not so bad as those people over there. You deserve a place in heaven," or "You're much better than these." But the truth stands. Sin will bar your way into heaven. You need to have someone to forgive you and to wipe away your sins. You need a Savior. You need what those white robes that John is speaking about. Those white robes are a sign that God places upon you his robe of righteousness. And his righteousness, like his invitation, it's free. It's a gift. Why do we need a white robe? We need to have our sins covered. You need to be washed and cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you're washed and cleansed with the blood of Jesus, he gives you a white robe. And after that, when you're in heaven, there's not going to be one trace of sin remaining. It takes the cleansing power of Jesus' blood to remove your wrongdoing. If it were possible for any other way for it to be happened, God would have figured another way, but it took God to send his son Jesus to our world to die on a cross, to pay the price, to live among us and show us and to love us, to forgive us, even as we mistreated him and put him to the cross. The blood of Jesus is holy and innocent, and his is the only blood that can do for us. You heard me say I didn't want to be a pastor. That was exactly right. But I was invited in faith, and that changed everything. Most pastors really don't want to be pastors. They are what we call called. They are called. And when you're called, there's really only one thing you can do, and that's to follow. And I wouldn't have traded this time following the Lord, following his call, for anything. And every believer comes to know this, that there's no better place to be than in the will of God. God is still inviting sinners to come to him, and God is here at Hope inviting sinners to this family of faith. And this is a wonderful place, and it's difficult to say how much I have enjoyed being a part of you these past 8 years. Because we have shared God's great invitation. And I have come to know and love you as a people, a wonderful people. And we have been witnesses for Jesus together in this place. God and his word has challenged us, and God and his word has comforted us, and his body and his blood at his table has given us strength and faith beyond our own. Good days are ahead for the people of Hope. God is already at work finding the next pastor to follow after me. His faith, his leadership, and his care will point the way for you and new others to respond to that invitation that God is holding out. My final message to you is not really a goodbye. It's more of a farewell, kind of a see you later. And if you're in Florida, I hope you will come and look us up. It will be good to see you. But even if you don't make it that far south, we will see each other later, because we do share in that invitation that God has made for us, and we will see each other in heaven. I'll have my eye out looking for you, and I know exactly what you're going to be wearing. It's going to be a white robe. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, today and always. Amen.